Hi, I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugar coating coach, motivational speaker, certified life coach, HR consultant, and corporate trainer, soft skills trainer, and of course, podcast host of Speak to Me First podcast show. I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful week. And of course, at the start of the week, I always like to give you a sense of motivation. I don't know how motivated you are today, but whatever it is, just let's bump that up 10 times whatever it is right now. Why not? So like I said, welcome to Speak to Me First podcast show, and I'm your host, Coach Toy. No sugarcoating coach. Guess what? It's the beginning of April, so we're in a brand new month, and you have a chance to do over. You have a chance to get over. You have a chance to recover, right? Reflect, recover, regroup, rebrand, whatever you need to do to keep it moving. Keep yourself elevated in your business, in your career, in your family life, in your personal growth and development life, in your educational life, and all around life. As a life coach, I like to talk about life because in life, there are ups, there are downs, and goodness gracious, there are certainly things that are in between that we cannot even imagine sometimes, that it just comes to us. Good, the bad, the ugly. Anything can happen in life. The key is how to stay motivated and really be able to be resilient. Even more so than you already are. Can you imagine losing your job on the same day that you started a job? Think about that for a minute. Can you imagine accepting the job and then learning that there is a layoff coming on the very same day the company announces a layoff due to a merger or acquisition or something else unforeseen to you? And that's because you had no clue that that would be happening. You were just planning to go to work. You were happily planning to start a new venture, a new job, meeting new people, networking with your team, networking, you know, throughout the organization, even planning ahead in your own beliefs that you will be promoted within a year or two. All of the things that is just normal when you start a new position or a new job, right? Then imagine none of that would actually come true. A year's gone, and guess what? You've worked that entire job for that year, not knowing if you were going to be the one laid off due to the acquisition or merger. And then imagine all of the people around you that kept the smiles on their faces throughout that time. And here's the deal. Imagine you worked in HR at the time. I don't know about you, but that's very familiar to me because that's exactly what happened to me. Again, I was putting one sneaker on my foot one morning and trying to put the other one on that morning, watching the news and watching it all unfold in front of me. What do you say? What was I watching? Well, I was watching them announce the acquisition or merger on TV of a huge financial institution. That's right. As I resided in the Boston area at that time, many years ago. So, yes, I was excited but I was excited to go to my new job and start everything fresh and new from the previous employment. And then I heard that on the news. So it was very difficult to be motivated as I still had to go out of the door. I still had to get dressed. I still had to be on time. I still had to go forward because I accepted that job. And then again, finding out on the news that there would be a merger acquisition, which results in layoffs for many people, including people who have worked in the organization for multiple years, if not decades. Yeah, believe me. So even as a motivational speaker, which I pretty much considered myself to be doing that for many, many years, you know, maybe not on the particular stage like I do today, both virtual and in person, and not as heavily at that time, because my true focus really was HR. Talent acquisition, helping other people start their dreams in their new roles, persuading them and letting them understand why this particular company and many others that I worked at afterwards, that this would be the best company of choice for them, that would match their skill set, that would match all other facets of their resume. I gotta tell you, it wasn't easy, but I did it. And yes, I wound up being at that particular company, started that day, like I would love to have said, well, like any other day, but it wasn't any other day. It was a day that I had to become very, very resilient. I had to tap into my brilliance of being resilient because of so many other things in my personal life journey that had happened. I was used to just picking up the blocks, stomping my feet a little bit, maybe even shedding a tear or two. That's the truth. But I realized I still had to move on. I still had a job to do. There were people really waiting on me to walk in that morning to do the new hire orientation with my team. So again, there will be times in your life that you won't understand why you are put in that position. How did it happen to me? You will ask yourself over and over why, and why again. But until you go through something that will ultimately change the course of your life, your career life, certainly because that's what I'm referencing right now in terms of job loss, potential job loss, workforce development, underdevelopment, you name it, it all came to pass. But I had to still think that there would be light at the end of my career tunnel. And I got to tell you, with a smile, it was. I now know it wasn't the end of the world. I survived the merger and the layoff. But it was everything in between that was teaching me more and more about how to become more resilient as life will certainly throw stones. Life will certainly make you grow up really, really fast. And again, you may shed that tear, but not for long, because I know that you are stronger than the tears that you shed. I know that if you're like me, or somewhat like me, because we're all individuals, you will find your resilient factor and you will live up to that. You will proceed to get better and better until you are the best at understanding why and how resilience matters. So, You may be wondering, well, what happened with all of that? Well, I went on about my daily day. It was new hire orientation, and I had to provide the paperwork, and I was working along a brand new HR team. And this was, again, a huge organization, financial organization in the Boston area, downtown. And again, this was a huge announcement because it affected so many people globally. There were offices not only, you know, in the U.S., but outside of the U.S. So when I think about all of the things that I could have learned within just a little over a year that I was there, well, I learned a lot. And I made it my business to understand how business actually works. I made it my business to understand what my value really is. And my value doesn't lie in the fact that I may be on a job for 10 or 20 years and beyond until retirement. Your value is right now, because that's all you can essentially control and understand what is now. Of course, as a life coach, as a motivational speaker, I always talk about preparation. In fact, I presented many, many presentations on that very subject about being prepared, career planning, have a plan. Because if you don't, then essentially every single day can become a nightmare when something like this that happened to me, that happens to many around the globe, just something as a layoff, not a simple layoff, but when we think about it, we think about it in terms of what that really means for your life going forward, right? Because we think about the financial effects of being laid off, the emotional effects that many people won't talk about and seem somewhat embarrassed about, including myself. And at that time, you know, even being younger than I am now, and that happened to me, I had to figure out a way not to let it affect me to the point that I could no longer actually re-prepare my next steps. So it's real important that you gain hold. Just take a hold of what's really going on in your life, in your career life, in your personal growth and development life. Have a plan, but also have a second plan, and then a third plan. And I know I'm old school, because I will tell you to write it down. And fortunately for me at that time, I was writing down plans. And yes, again, from an emotional standpoint, I still was clearly upset about it. Of course, who wouldn't be? You just accepted a great job with a great salary, huge organization, corporation, global, well-renowned, well-known. But again, it didn't stop from being laid off. And we were people in my group, for the most part, who came in either just before me or right after me. I mean, literally, meaning if I started on Monday, they may have started the following Monday. And they still came on. They just didn't know how long they would be there. Some people lasted maybe 6 months. Some people lasted only a few months. But fortunately for me, it was a little over 1 year. And I took it in stride, and I learned from that experience. I learned to sit in the rooms and listen to the senior level management, the senior VPs, the VPs, executive VPs, with all of the meetings that, you know, as a group, especially for us who were HR professionals, many of us had to be a part of certain meetings. And even though my voice may not have mattered at that time to what was actually going on, it was still a great experience to be in the room. Because again, I took it as it's not a loss. It may be a layoff, but it's not a loss. For me, I took it as a gain of information, a way to understand how networking really works, a way to understand what my value was and to be able to talk to so many people at that time who were making decisions. Like I said, maybe some people were there only a few months and I was fortunate to be there a little longer. It could have been just because of my position as in HR. And of course, HR, we had to do whatever we need to do. We all had different positions. Myself, I focused on talent acquisition. So again, you have to understand how difficult that was for me to go into a place, conduct a new hire orientation on the very same day a merger / acquisition was announced. It wasn't easy. So I'm sure this, I wanted you to think about when you may not be in control of something, and something that even though you can see what's about to happen, but there's nothing really that you can do, or the only thing that you could do, or what I could have done, is I could have decided not to take the job at the end of the day. I could have said, based on what I've just heard on the news, I'd really just like to hold off on coming into your company, as I would prefer to continue my job search with something a little bit more solid. Or perhaps I could have asked several questions. Do you think I'll be here? Or how long do you know? Do you have any idea? Will I be laid off within the next couple of months? And of course you want to know that, just based on the financial loss that you might incur. So I did ask all of those questions, but I went anyway. You know how you'll see people post things on social media and they say, do it anyway. Even if you're fearful, do it anyway. Yeah, as a motivational speaker, that's what we think a lot. We talk a lot about that. We try to motivate and inspire people to do it, even if you're fearful. You must try to do something, because if you don't try, then there's no way that you'll know if something really would work. You won't understand what your worth is and your value because no one has heard your content. You didn't share it with the world. You didn't share it with a small group, large group, or any other group. You didn't even try to make a difference. And that is unfortunately not a great thing. It's not a great strategy. So when we say, as a speaker, motivational speaker specifically, which I am, and a certified life coach, I want you to understand that today you may not be in control of many things. But will you run away because you see something right in front of you that you think it's so huge and so challenging that it's not worth your time of day? Because you feel that you just won't win. And it's not hashtag winning Wednesday today or hashtag winner on Wednesday, which I do frequently on Wednesdays. This goes for any day of the week. Just do it anyway. Be brave. Get out there. Get in front of your fear. Make sure your fear numbers are going down in a downward spiral, down, all the way down. Okay? Because that way you can focus on your brave side. You can focus on your resilience side. Reflect on what used to happen to you when you didn't want to try something. Reflect back on what happened when you were thinking, oh, wow, someone else did that. I could have done that. That's what I'm talking about. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach, and you've been listening to Speak to Me First podcast show. Welcome, welcome to my national as well as international audience. Hey, folks, we're in April, and the quarters are moving really fast, believe it or not. Remember when it was January 2024? Remember this? Remember these? 2024? Remember all of that? Yeah. Remember? It wasn't that long ago. And now we're in April. And there will be challenging times ahead for you. There will be challenging times ahead for me. But I want you to understand, today is the day that you will take a stance. Stand up for yourself. Be your authentic self and get it done. No more excuses. I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. I don't have the motivation. What? Did you say you don't have motivation? Find someone or something that inspires you to make things happen on a daily basis. Don't wait until there's some big event and then you get all excited. No, don't wait until you're at the front door of the career fair and you're standing there with tons of resumes and hoping that someone will, you know, look at your resume, hoping you'll be able to shake hands with 100 people, but only two may call you back for that exchange. It happens. Just think about, what if all of the 100 people call you back? When you walk away, don't say, oh my goodness, I talked to 100 people. I know only two will call me back. That's not the attitude. That's not the way. So put your positive foot forward. This is your year. You said 24, hashtag 24, or be more in 2024. Do more in 2024. Get it done and get it done now. But focus on your planning efforts. Don't forget about them. Because just like I told you my story of preparing to start that new job many years ago, right? Many years ago. Started preparing for that new job. I was preparing almost in my head, what would I say as I was riding the train to downtown Boston, right? I was just thinking it in my head. What would I say? How will I act? How is this going to play out? Will I be the best at what they are hiring me to do? Will I have the best experience at this organization, despite the fact that I may encounter a layoff? Not knowing how soon. And by the way, that was told to me many times. We just don't know how soon. So, unlike a lot of other people, colleagues, etc., they decided that they would look for other opportunities. They didn't want to stay around and wait around to be laid off. So they looked for other opportunities, career opportunities. But again, it's really up to you. You have to make that decision. My decision was to stay and ride it out. And what do they say? Ride it until the wheels fall off. Well, as a kid, I probably did just that. So again, there's nothing wrong with going forward. Go forward, even if you fear something, even if something looks so uncertain. It was uncertain for me that day what would happen, what would transpire. But I did it anyway. I did it anyway. And that's the truth. So as I leave you today, I thank you so much to my audience, both national as well as international. Speak to Me First podcast show. We just celebrated a third year anniversary, and I'm going forward with new content a lot more. You'll see a lot more content focusing on resilience as it relates to your personal growth and development, family dynamics, career development, leadership development, organizational development. And again, just focusing on the authentic, capital Y-O-U. Why must we be authentic? What is the alternative? Those are some of the things I will be talking about as I bring you positive content, because I want to be able to uplift you, inspire, and empower my audience, any size audience. So keep that in mind. And I want to say, while I'm thinking about it, is shout out to all of the graduates, because it's coming up. We're already in April, and there will be a lot of graduations on the horizon from all different levels. Not only just collegiate, all different levels. People will be graduating maybe on different days, different months, depending where you live. But I want to say to the graduates out there, just keep in mind that there is an entire world waiting on you, capital Y-O-U, not the fake person, not the non-authentic person, not the one that says they have all of this experience, but they never share. They're waiting on you to bring your A-plus game, as I do and will continue to do, to inspire, motivate, and empower audiences globally. So on that note, if you need a speaker for an upcoming graduation ceremony or any other types of events, as we're moving into different season right now, right? Before you know it, it will be summer, if you can believe that. I know we're just starting out with spring, but it doesn't take long. So if you happen to be looking for a speaker or an MC or a conference speaker, any type of event speaker who can motivate, inspire, and empower your audience, no matter the size, no matter the industry, make sure you reach out to me. And before that, make sure you check out my LinkedIn profile, the professional website. You can inbox me there. And of course, my website is TJV, empowers you, the letter U.com. Again, TJV, empowers you, the letter U.com. That's my website to learn more about me and my multiple stories of hashtag resilience, including job loss, including the loss of my daughter to congenital heart disease at the tender age of 2 years young, when I happened to be in my 20s. Again, so many years ago, so many stories. I know that I could see your audience, help your audience, and you if you're in need of a life coach. You think about it and make sure that you reach out to me on any of the platforms. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. You can leave me a message there, okay? And let's see where this goes. So what will you do today to be the most resilient person that you can be? Love to hear your thoughts. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach. Success is in your future. Bye for now.